You can believe God, one, for yourself. You can believe God for somebody else. The number one is the major thing that we focus at. Have you ever taken time to believe God for somebody? This person is going through a tough time. Do you ever believe God for them? It's selfishness. And that's, you are playing your own card like APC and PDP. Yes, we must win everything. They can lose everything. It's not fair. And so in this month that we have been talking about, if only you can believe. I want to throw a challenge to all of us here today. There are people who are in need. Sometimes when you hear some people talk about their needs, don't you feel heavy within you? Don't you go home, you know, feeling so heavy that you must pray for the person? Or do you just hear their stories and flip over it, but you want to believe God for your own alone? It's not too good. And that's why we are the church. That's why we talk about the unity in Psalm 133. The last verse there says, there the Lord command the blessing. The blessing will come upon your own believing. When you believe God for your sister, when you believe God for your brother. There are so many things you can believe others for. There are people who are waiting on God for the fruit of the womb. Do you ever groan for them? There are people who are waiting on the Lord for so many things. They're waiting on God for a partner. Do you ever feel heavy for them? Do you ever go back to your closet and close your eyes and go, God, this girl cannot go on this way. This boy cannot go on this way. And so you need to believe for others. So what is unbelief? Unbelief, Mark 9:24, we read it last week. And over there, when you look at Mark 9, verse 24, immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. You need to pray that prayer tonight. And so why did the man cry out loud? Why do you think this man cried? The Bible said he cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help me. Just help me. Why? Do we have a microphone quickly? Because we are going to end this by 7:15. Therefore, we have about 25 minutes more. And we're going to run through this. The microphone. Yes. Why do you think that? If I can't remember anybody over there, I can remember that name that you mentioned on Sunday. Aduke. Give Aduke. Why do you think that this man, and then you give Grandma, Adi, Mama in the front too. So prepare your answer. Just two people. Quickly. Yes.
Like you said, I think it's because we always give ourselves like a time frame. So we tend to, when things don't happen, we start to doubt that our time frame is more for me or work more. You know, so and I feel that because we always lean on our own understanding all the time. So, and we are humans, our understanding will fail.
Thank you. We are human. But most times we feel that we are King Kong. Thank you. And so he got to a time when he discovered Achemi maybe leave Kokon, he started crying. Yes, ma'am.
I think he was crying because he was frustrated.
Thank you. That's another area of it. Thank you. He had gone through all possible means. He got to a level in life that he cried and said, help my home believe. When you look at the book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, you'll discover that most of the time when the children of Israel were in bondage, especially in the book of Joshua and Judges, the Bible will say, and they cried unto God. That, you know, most times we feel we are macho, we are good. Some time ago, one of our leaders said he had a factory and the whole thing was packing up and so many things were not working. And so he just took off from Ring Road that day, he was going to Bodija. And he said, when he got home, he just started crying. Mommy said, Kilode. And he said, before he left his office, he said, God, I'm going to cry today. You know, that's when you feel that you are human. Most times we don't know that we are human, and that's why we don't see any reason to do this. Unbelief is human nature. It's not a disease, but it's a sin to God. That means I don't believe you. You want to give me something, I don't believe you. Hardly will you be able to attend to me. Even you as human being, when you promise somebody that I'm going to give you this, and you hardly will want to proceed and follow it up. And that should not be what we practice. Two, unbelief moves you away from God. We have heard about that here. And the third one is an act of doubting God. God, you are not who you call yourself to be. I'm sure you remember the children of Israel. At a point in time, God told Moses and said, appoint me 12 people. Let them go and spy the land. Let them come and tell you. 10 of them did. 2 of them did. But 2 brought different reports and said, that place is a land that's flowing with milk and honey. It's a beautiful place. It's this and that. And the other 2 called the other 10 and said, please, move aside for us. Don't answer them. Majority does not carry the vote. They are only telling you like, there we saw giants, the sons of Anakims, the sons of this. And we looked at ourselves. We were like grasshoppers in our eyes. And even those people looking at us, they are looking at us as grasshoppers. You know, that's what most of us do. I don't know what you are feeling now. Are you feeling that you have disappointed God in any form, that you cannot believe him anymore? You can do it today. You can release your faith today. And what do you think you gain? Or what do you think will help your faith to, you know, I call this boosters. The boosters, number one, is your experience. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Very simple. That was where David was actually tested. 2 things David spoke, or 3 things rather, made David to almost want to believe, not to believe God. Go and check that place when you get to. Number one, the minute he got to the war front, the first person he saw was his senior brother, who looked at him and said, you have come to see your kukuru eyes. Who has called you to come here? What is your business in this one? You, this small boy, you always want to show your face where you are not wanted. He would have doubted God immediately, but he did not. Number 2, he saw those people and said, come. What will they do to the man that did it? They say, look, you are a small boy. Number 2 obstacle. You cannot face this man. He has been a man of war from his kinkini like this. You want to face him? The third one, when he got to where the king himself was, King Saul said, we cannot afford to lose you. You are a young boy. Chubby, randish, handsome. You want to face this man? Those 3 things will have made him to feel. But there were boosters for him. Number 1, he mentioned that, 1, I have defeated the lions before. I have killed a lion before. They looked at him and said, said, that's number 1. Number 2, I killed a bear. Now, have you done that before in your life? I'd like you to think now, because we are rushing through this now, because of our time. Now think about what God has done for you before. There have been periods when things were not almost working. But it is working now. Can you use that to let the devil know that I have killed a lion before? I have killed a bear before. This uncircumcised Philistine cannot stand before me. And that is the posture I want you to take from this moment now. And so the boosters were the experience. Number 2, deeper relationship. You need to have a deeper relationship with somebody that you want to believe in. And that you could find in the book of Judges, especially chapter 6 from verse 11. Gideon looked around and there was nothing he could do. An angel appeared to Gideon and said, that man of valor, the Lord is with you. And verse 11 says, now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the blah, 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 blah in the wine press. Verse 12, when the angel now spoke to him, and the angel appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, mighty man of valor. Verse 13, he says, Oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? Look at the next one. And where are all the miracles which our fathers told us about? You know, he was able to, his faith, that's the only way that your faith can come up. He looked at the angel and said, they have told us stories. We have heard from our fathers. We have a relationship with them. We had it with them, and they told us so many stories. So why is this one happening? This one. And that was how he was able to, you know, recover this. Because actually, at the onset, he said, Where are you? Me, a man of valor. He demeaned himself. He brought himself down. He looked at himself as a nobody. But eventually, when he now remembered, we used to have fathers who had told us stories. Can you remember those stories now? Even if you cannot remember, you could check the scriptures and look back at what God had done during the period of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God did it in a big way. See, prayer reinforcement booster. This one, it was even Peter. Peter got to a level in life. He said, let's go back and fish. And so there came a time that his faith was failing him. And Jesus said, come. I know you very well. That verse 32, now says, Jesus said, see, Peter, the devil desired to have you so as to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that what? That your faith will not fail. That was, you know, when we pray for one another, it helps our unbelief. If you are standing alone, it's not good, though. You need somebody to be praying with you and for you. And that's the booster you need. You know, when you remember that our pastor is praying for me, you will not want to give up. There have been instances like that when people had almost given up, even in life, and they are almost going out of their body to die. And the pastor just sent and said, no, I'm not giving up anymore. You know, those are the boosters that will help us. And the testimonies. We hear a lot of that in this place. We have had, I was sick. I had to go through the hospital. I remember Sister Bola's testimony till tomorrow. And she said, and suddenly God took over. And she recovered. Why don't you use that? We have heard of, I was very down. I was almost giving up on my business. And somebody just encouraged me, and I believe God. And it worked. And we have had, my home was shattered. There was no way out again. And suddenly, my wife said, let us begin to pray. And we started praying, and things turned around. Those are the boosters you can use. Testimonies. Even if you cannot listen to anything, ensure that you listen to testimonies of other people. And that's why Revelations 12:11 talks about we overcome by what? By the word of the Lord and by the testimonies. Testimony is very, very strong. You need not to discard that, and God will help us. Now, results of unbelief. If you don't believe God, it has dire consequences. It leads to death. Physical death, spiritual death, financial death. Because you cannot believe God anymore. What do you want to do? It doesn't profit any man. Therefore, please tonight, if your faith is low and going low and low, receive strength tonight. We have had this in the course of this month for so many times. So I wouldn't dwell on it so much than that. We just need to encourage ourselves tonight. And so, number two, you are not going to please God. Because the Bible said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You don't please God. It is, think about it. Your unbelief makes you not to please God. God is not happy with you. Is that good at all? Therefore, whatsoever it will take, use yourself. Just put yourself on the neck of God and say, God, wheresoever you want to take me. Carry me, they go. Wheresoever you want to carry me. That's what you can do. And that's the only way that you can please God. You will make God to be happy. You will make God to be excited when you believe God. Now, the advantages that we have there, Number one, you have good reports. Hebrews 11:2. The elders obtain good reports by their faith. You know, God will just stand and say, ah, have you seen my servant Job? Ah, have you seen my son David? Have you seen my daughter? That is what we are talking about. So Hebrews 11:2 talks about whereby the elders obtain good report. Number two, you will please God. God will be happy with you. God will just want to, you know, when you before you call, he will answer you. Before you say anything, God will say, okay, what next? You begin to have instructions upon instructions. And the third one, you will receive strength. All these are taken from Hebrews chapter 11, because without faith, no man can please or see God. Both of these work together. And tonight, what do you believe God for? Everything. Everything about your life. Everything about your waking up, your sleeping. There are some of us here that we are sitting down here. We have situations that are English. I want to use one English word. It's called cantankerous. Something that you just know that you are just tired. You are almost giving up. Many of us are here like that. But here tonight, you can believe God for everything. And so the Lord said I should give us this opportunity and privilege to write down just two of the things that you want to believe him for. And then you can keep this as a document of reference any day, anytime. Can you do that now before we pray? Just write two things that you want to believe God for. And you know that it's almost impossible. It's almost impossible. Just two things. And God said, if you will believe me for these two things tonight, there will be a change, a complete change. Just two things for tonight. Don't write more than two, so that you can always refer to this as a document. Just like we refer to constitutions, you can always keep this anywhere very close to you and refer to it. Just write the two things and then we will pray together. Because God himself will prevail. You can write it. You know, there is someone here, the Lord said, you have had a dream twice now. It was like you were going to, you are Odu. So they put stick across your path and said, jump now. Maybe you have been running from that place. Jump now. And you have seen yourself standing on the same spot twice. You could not jump it. It's been difficult in your sight. And so when you wake up, you have prayed all manners of prayer. God said, believe me tonight. Shall we rise up as we pray? Once you are through with your writing, please rise up and let us pray. Underneath that, I have a song, Lord, I Believe All Things Are Possible. We're going to sing that song twice. It's written there, Lord, I Believe. Lord, I Believe. I know we know it. I hope we know it. So please, once you have written that, let's sing that song twice together and let's just look unto God. He is the author and the faith. He's the only one that can do it. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. I believe. Lord, I believe. Are you sure? Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Can you close your eyes tonight and say, Father, I believe. Hey, please say it with all your heart tonight. Cry unto God and say, Lord, I believe. I have come through this period giving up. Somebody is giving up already. Don't give up. 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 Somebody is, you are trying to avoid a particular area of your life. I say, please say tonight, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Woo! I believe. This is the month of February. It is the last day in the month of February. There is an assurance that something will happen to that difficult situation. Please, if you don't have anything to believe God as much for, please believe God for somebody who is waiting on God for husband or wife, for the fruit of the womb. I have seen that happen. You don't need to tell the person. Please, let's believe God tonight. Oh, that daddy will believe you tonight. There are people who have given up. I'm repeating this. You are trying to circumvent this particular issue. But God said, I am not leaving that area. He said, that particular place, that is the one I am going to major in. That one that you are avoiding, God said, that is the one that I will handle now. Yes, whether you are looking at it or not, but just don't give up. Just don't give up. There is no time to give up anymore. Because our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we ask or think of, according to his power that works within me. Lord, this is what I have written down. These two, I believe. I believe. I believe I will have it. I believe I will have it. There are impossible situations that some of us are mentioning tonight. That young man, you are mentioning something that you know that is almost impossible. Oh, that benipe, it cannot be done. But God said, believe me tonight. Oh, you have tried different kinds of areas to see whether it will work for you. It has not worked, but God said, believe me tonight. Please, just your belief, just losing your faith, losing your belief tonight. Losing your belief. You have knocked that door. They have turned you back. And that's why you are just feeling ashamed to go back. The shame is not for you. It is for the enemy. Therefore, please believe tonight. Because that place will favor you. There are doors that will open mysteriously for you in the course of this little period that remains in this month. And as you launch into the month of March, there are going to be outbursts of doors. You will have reason to smile. You have every reason to rejoice. You just have to believe tonight. Let's believe tonight. Let's believe tonight. Let's just believe tonight. Let's release ourselves for our God tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, Sekapruno.